What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Anime Corner Podcast. This is your host, James, episode 106. And today, if you haven't read the title already, we're getting back into Jujutsu Kaisen. It's been a hot minute. I thought we talked about this recently, but I went back and it's been a minute. But couldn't do it without my guy, since he's with me when we watched JJK Zero. Charles is back to talk about JJK some more. What's up, Charles?
What up? Sorry, guys. It has been a minute, but however, I'm back on my anime stuff. James is going to have me on the show more often. So, you know what I mean? We are here, and Charles is in the flesh.
Do you know the last time we talked about JJK? Because I thought this was like a few months ago, but it wasn't.
That was probably like last year, wasn't it?
We talked about JJK Zero on episode 8.
8 and you're on 100. that's how much work you've been putting in since we talked about it,
bro. Because I was looking for it today, because I was like, we talked about JJK a few months ago, it can't have been that long. And I was scrolling and scrolling, like, where is it? And I got down to the bottom. I said, episode 8, February 12th, 2024. I said, hot damn, bro.
God damn,
this shit been flying by, dude. Flying by. This is coming out right before the New Year, so I guess it's kind of like a New Year's episode. It's going to be 2 years doing this pod now. Shit. Obviously, I'm already getting lost if I can't even find the episode we did this on the last time. So, it is what it is, I guess. But from what you remember from JJK Zero, you did like it. You like the hands. You like the.
I like the hands. I like the story. I like action. Like when I watch anime, like yeah. I always talk. I like action. Yeah. So, you know, that's why I like the JJK, the American Old Titan, all that. So yeah.
So, this one. Well, before we get into it, what did you think you were getting into with this one? Because I'm giving you prequels and prequels. Before we even get to the ever watching season one, but what did you think before I told you it was a prequel? Like, what were we gonna watch? You think it was another movie or what?
No, I didn't think it was a movie. I thought like I was gonna get maybe a little background story on basically Geto and Gojo, because I kind of like looked it up. I was like, the arc. I was like, what do you mean like the arc? I was like, it's just like. Am I going like when they were children or whatever, or like when they were babies? Like how they got to, yeah, not that far back, but yeah, I was kind of like, okay, so we're kind of getting the focus of basically like when they became like the main hitters, basically like the main assassins, the main protectors. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's see how the crash outs got to who they are. You know what I mean?
Not the crash outs. You have some questions. Did you want to ask some questions before we get into it?
Yeah. So,
real quick, this is gonna be all spoilers for the Hidden Inventory arc. So, if you haven't watched it yet, which I don't know, I'm sure, pretty sure you have, you listening to this, but just a heads up, it's gonna be spoilers. So, anyway, go continue.
In the first episode, they go into that house and they're saving. Is that that's not Rikio? Who is that?
Okay, so did you watch a little bit of season one, right?
I did, but I don't remember much. As you know, it's been since February 2024. Yeah. So
those two girls is Mei Mei and I forget the other girl's name. Hold on, I'm pulling up the character list right now. But they're about the same age as Gojo and Geto as well. They're all at Jujutsu High and stuff. Mei Mei is the one that they kept talking about money and stuff. Like, she's like, I'm gonna have to run up the check because they got me out here acting, looking stupid.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you remember or not, but in season one, she's the girl with the blonde, like jet blonde hair, basically white, and the ponytail went and covered her face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Mei Mei. That's the one talking about money. And then the other one is Utahime. Now, she is from the other school and on season one, because remember when they were having those games or whatever, it was Jujutsu High and Kyoto High, I believe.
Yeah,
and she was the girl with the scar on her nose or whatever, and her and Gojo were like arguing in the teacher's deck or whatever.
Yeah,
So those are who those two girls are. You know, they're all high schoolers right now at JJK High and stuff. They're hitters, but not like Gojo and Getzo.
Yeah, she's scary though. Like, she's scary because she was like, because Maymay was like, "Yeah, I need you to go upstairs." She was like, "Upstairs by myself?" And I said the same thing. I was like, "Whoa, by myself? Like, we just coming into a haunted curse house, and you want me to go upstairs?" And then like she go upstairs, and things start happening, and then old girl pop up behind Maymay, pop up behind her. I'm like, okay, cool. But we're gonna get into that. But another question, okay?
Yeah.
If you had to have one power, I guess the blue, I think it's the blue, red, or the green, the reverse manipulation tactic is what it's called.
You talking about reverse curse techniques.
Yeah, reverse curse techniques. Yeah.
So the blue and red and reverse curse techniques, everyone can do them, but not everyone is good at it. Well, red and blue, that's Gojo. That dude's on a whole nother plane. So put him over there with the red and blue shit, because that's like his whole six eyes with the blue shit. What the fuck do they call it? He has an infinite void and all kinds of other crazy shit. But reverse curse technique, or I'm trying to think of something else. Or Ghetto's, that'd be a good one. Like, Ghetto has the E curses. That's crazy. But I would probably just stick with a reverse curse technique, because if I get shot or something like that, and I got some little bit of life in me, I can just pull that shit together and put myself back together and shit and keep it moving. Probably not as efficient as Gojo, but enough to where I can get to a hospital and I'm not gonna die.
I said, hold on, let me do like 50% so I can walk to the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, now that was kind of the main questions I had. We can get into it. I just, you know, this series is so intriguing because I'm used to, like, when I watch anime, like we talked earlier, like Dragon Ball Z, you know, everything, like all the stuff you had me watch, I haven't probably finished, but, you know, some of it catch my interest, some of it not. Like, when I come back to this, I'm like, all right, I got another spark, right? I can watch this again. I'm going to watch the whole season one all over again. So I can do it. And I'll probably watch this again just to, you know, go into it. But
yeah,
I would just like to say, don't ever ask me to watch One Piece. I am not watching 26 years. Okay, cool. Just want to know that.
I'm not going to ask you to watch One Piece. I don't even watch One Piece. I read it because it's just too long. And yeah, I'm not going to ever have anybody do that. G, on the other hand, been talking about it. He's been saying, I kind of want to start One Piece. And I keep telling him, I said, if you want to start it, cool. But just to forewarn you, those first few seasons look crazy, because they started in 1999 and the animation looked wild. So if you're going to do that, just a heads up, it's gonna look wild. Don't give up. Just get past those seasons, and then the animation ticks up and it looks crazy, but it's wild. Before we get into it, I wanted to correct myself. Gojo's main curse technique is Limitless, which he can manipulate space. Infinity, that little thing that you can't even see it, but to jump to the end real quick, when they're throwing those pencils at him, and one would hit him and one wouldn't. That's infinity, which will stop anything that comes towards him. And he was working on it to where the most dangerous thing, he'll stop. And the less dangerous thing, it'll just, you know, tap him or whatever. Which I'm sure he figures it out later to just block everything out. And then blue, the little blue thing that he has is attraction. Red is repulsion. And then you put them together, make a hollow technique, which is purple, which is erasing matter.
Oh, so Gojo really advanced. Gojo out of this world, basically.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why everybody keeps saying, like, hey, we can't keep up, bro.
Gojo just sitting that whole trying shit, basically.
We'll get to it, but that's when he's like, when he was about to send a purple to somebody and it fails, he's like, fuck. But anyway, let's get into this real quick. All right, so for episode one, like you said, We're in a house with Maymay and Utahime, and they're looking for some curses that somebody said that people kept going missing up in this house and stuff. lo and behold, of course, there's like 100 curses in this house, and they go into the top floor where they just keep going in circles for ever. And they kind of starting to figure it out and shit, but then here comes Gojo and Geto, and Gojo just takes out the whole house. Just destroys everything, because why not? That's how we meet Geto and Gojo. 17, I think there's 17 and 18 Geto and Gojo. So this is based back in 2006 or 7 when they were still in high school at JJK High. When we go to JJK Zero, that's like 2016, 2017. So Gojo's about 26, 27 when we get to that part. And then the season one of JJK is 1 year after JJK Zero. Just to give you a little bit of a timeline. Anyway, so both of them very capable of what they can do. Geto with his curse technique, and Gojo's being from the Gojo clan and having the sixth eye, I believe that's what they call it. So the new assignment is to protect Riko Amanaya. I think that's how you say her name. The Star Plasma Vessel, who must merge with Tengen to maintain the barrier across Japan. And yeah, basically the first episode is just them establishing the new assignment for Geto and Gojo to get this girl to take them to Tengen so Tengen can merge with her to start this whole process over to protect Japan and everything, because Tengen is all living, but the way he lives, but then his body kind of like falls apart, so he always needs a new body to merge with so he can keep on going and going for eons and eons. So that's why they go get Riko, because she's I don't know if they're volunteers or if they're like handpicked. That's the only thing
he said they were handpicked. They were handpicked because they're the strongest. Well, the young, not the strongest, but they're them. They got to prove themselves basically to like move up in the ranks, and they were, he could trust them to do this mission. That's why. And they're a collab, the duo. He's like, you're the only duo I can trust to do this collab, because I know you're gonna look out for each other.
Yeah, and he was already yelling at them because it's like, hey, nobody's gonna put up a curtain to make sure nobody see us destroying a fucking house.
Bro said, nah.
Said, my bad, bro. I forgot. That's my fault. But how did you think about this introduction to young Geto and young Gojo?
Well, I'm telling you, man, like, I can see, like, the beginning, when you see them, like, in the beginning, it's so, like, innocent or whatever. And then, like, you meet them, you're like, oh, yeah, bro, they're going to be a problem. You just tore the whole house up. Like, they had figured it out, Mei Mei and the other girl's name, sorry.
Utahime, yeah, you're good.
Utahime, yeah. They're like, oh, we got to run away. She's like, no, 90%. And I'm like, damn, what you mean, 90%? She's like, figure it out. The other girl's like, oh, we got to run one way, but the opposite way. She's like, 100%. I was like, so you just talking in percents. Like, you're not even talking in, like, yeses or noes. Like, you just saying.
Just numbers.
Yeah. Like, we got to go right. 70%. We got to go left. 88. All right. I'm not dealing with you. But no, to meet them first and then see that they're trusted with this mission. But I think this is the first, it's in the first episode, there's a fight that he has with the older guy, Geto.
The older guy?
Yeah, in the hallway with the old guy. Is that in the first episode?
Are you talking about him taking absorbing that curse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. So his curse technique is he eats curses, and that's why he's already kind of like feeling fucked up. Repeat every day, find a curse, eat a curse.
Yeah.
Find a curse, eat a curse. He's already getting in that mind, just, I'm over this shit, yo. Why am I protecting these people? And then he gives that breakdown of just like, it tastes like dirty rags every time I have to eat a curse. And he's already feeling just over all this bullshit. And then they get an assignment to protect a regular, degular person that doesn't know anything about curses or curse techniques. And you see the little instances of Geto just like, I don't know. I really don't fuck with these people, but all right.
You can see an arc already starting, right?
Yeah. Yeah. it hasn't fully grown yet, but you can see inklings of it. Just like, I'm not really fucking with what y'all talk about, but all right, we'll go with it. So Gojo and Geto, they go try to find Rico. Already shit's already going left. Multiple assassins and curse users try to kill her. Gojo, being Gojo, just effortlessly just neutralizes most of these people, reinforcing this idea that nothing could possibly go wrong. And he even says it like, hey bro, we the strongest in the school, what could possibly go wrong? And Gojo's like, that's what I've been meaning to tell you, you two full of shit, bro, like you need to relax. He's like, what you mean? You're just all up in your head and just think like nothing could go wrong. Anything could go wrong. He's like, but we here, bro. Like, you know how you know you with your friends, just like, what could go wrong?
Yeah, like we good, bro. Like me and you here, right? Bro is sending screenshots of like, oh, this is the dude that you said was gonna bring you up. That was crazy.
What that dude said, hey, buddy, my buddy's outside. He's about to jump in here. He's gonna whoop your ass. This your dude? This your guy?
That's the craziest. Oh, this is your backup? Oh, that's wild.
That's your man's outside in a trash can. Nah, bro, that's so disrespectful, dude. Like, why are you taking pictures of me after you beat my ass? That's so disrespectful. But basically, Gojo's the super just laid back about everything, and Geto's kind of just like, hey, we gotta make sure we're on point because all these people, we don't know where they're coming from or who can be moving around. It could be regular degulars or it can be curse users. Because the regular degulars, I think they were just cult people. I forgot what they were called, but they were in a cult. That's all I remember. But then while this is going on, Geto starts to kind of again wrestle with the resentment towards non-sorcerers, just because they keep putting their lives at risk, the sorcerers, to protect people.
Yeah,
when they could just, you know, they can't see these curses, they can't see these curse techniques, so why are we helping them? They don't know what's going on. And then when we do help them, it's just like, okay, and they just move on with their lives. There's no thank yous, there's nothing. And it's just kind of just eating at him, slowly but surely just eating at him and eating at him. But they gotta get this girl to JJK High so they can merge with Tengen. So they're trying their best just to do it. And then we go into episode 3. Well, hold on, back up to episode 2. This whole episode, we see them basically just dismantle curse users and these cult people. Did you think they were gonna have any issues in the second episode when they were fighting?
I think it's the old dude that he was when the
when he jumps through when he comes to the window or whatever. Window?
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, oh bro, you messed up. Like, Geto, you messed up, bro. Like, you out of there. And then like it goes to a puppy, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, this is so random. Like, what are we going to, a flashback of a puppy? Because the guy was talking. He was talking mad shit before the battle too. He was like, yeah, this is a youngin', he don't even know. Like, he gonna try to avoid hand-to-hand combat, he don't want to get up close. Yeah, I'm about to, this is an easy win. And Geto was like, hey, whatever you're thinking is not about to happen. I'm trying to warn you, whatever you're thinking, you're thinking a lot, and you shouldn't be doing that. You're going to lose, so just, yeah, you know, go ahead and get going. Boy jumped through the window, started reminiscing about his puppy. Next thing you know, that boy got cut up like a turkey on Thanksgiving.
He said, why am I thinking of him after all these years? And then he's like, oh shit, it's because my life is flashing before my eyes. Remember his puppy when he was like 15, bro?
Yeah, bro. Like, you remember the puppy? You like 70, bro. You talk about a puppy back in the day. Guess who done got you in arm's reach? Boy, put paws on you real quick.
Yeah. Because Geto's like his curses, he just used them to go and fight people. That's what the old man thought. He's like, oh, he's just gonna use those curses. He don't want these hands. He's not gonna get up close. And that's why he was trying to get Geto to come up close. And Geto's like, I got hands too, old man, and whooped his ass. He's like, you ain't got it like that. I'm sorry. I got hand to hands too. So let's get it. which is crazy because like most curse users like Ghetto usually just use their curses. They don't really train to like get up close and stuff, which that's why he's one of the strongest in, at JJ High, because he thinks about if any of this situation happens, I gotta fight for real. So that's smart on him for sure. How you feel about Rico?
Listen, bro, Rico is an asshole. Rico's like the Rico's a friend you like bring to a party, and like you like, bro, don't start no shit. And he like, all right, bro, I just started a little bit though. We gonna see how it go. Like I just spilled a drink on him. You know what I mean?
But you gotta realize though, she's like what, a freshman or sophomore teenage girl. So you gotta think about it that way too. So she gonna be rude as hell.
And what my thing is I'm trying to save you. First of all. Like, I'm telling you the whole mission. Like, you, they're trying to kill you. You worried about your friend who's the maid. Fuck the maid, to be honest with you. Even though that's our friend, I'm cool with it. You talking about, at first it was kind of like, are y'all like dating? Because she's like, I gotta tell her goodbye. Tell her goodbye through the phone. You feel me? Y'all can do that through the phone. Like, goodbye. All right, deuces. I gotta go save the world. Japan.
But
you know what I mean?
The maid had hands too, though. She just wasn't trying to fight. She was trying to avoid it at all costs. But when it came down to it, she's like, all right, we can do this. While Gojo's running across rooftops with Rico under his arm, the maid and Ghetto are downstairs, and she's like, let's get it. And luckily, Ghetto got there before she actually, like, killed the dude. And then just left it at that. But
how ironic that she's good with a broomstick and she's a maid.
All right.
That's her weapon of choice is a broomstick and she's a maid. I was like, okay, that's pretty funny.
We go into episode 3 and we get to meet Toji Fushiguro. And this guy, hey, he's just like me for real. Parlays on parlays, bro. Horse races, fish racing, it don't matter. Put the money down. We about to win something.
That boy said you ain't never won at the track. He told him, man, you ain't never won at this track. Why would I trust you? You ain't never won at this track. You know how bad it's gotta be.
You ain't never seen money like that.
You ain't never seen no bread like I seen. Like, that's insane. Like, I'm hiring you to be an assassin, but I'm gonna let you right now. You ain't never got no bread. Like, that's insane. Nah. Calling you broke at the track is insane.
And then he sets a bounty on what's the name? So we're gonna wear down Gojo. Was sending more people to get wear him down and stuff. And he's like, you're not worried about them cashing in? Nobody cashing in, bro. That's Gojo. It's one of the Gojo clan members. Ain't nobody getting him until I get him. And I was like, all right, told you. Let's bring it down a little bit. Let's chill out. But we'll get there when we get there. But so. They're running through basically Tokyo and shit, trying to get this girl to JJK High. And lo and behold, the maid gets kidnapped because Ghetto left her behind. So
I would have left her behind too. Ghetto did right.
We get to off screen shenanigans, and they break in, get the maid back, kick them dudes' asses, and we bounce. We're going to Okinawa now because why the fuck not? But
How far is JJK High? Like, how far? Like, how far is it?
So they're in Tokyo, but the high school is like out in the boonies of Tokyo. From the city to there, it's gonna take a minute. And then along the way, you're fighting people and shit. And then the maid gets kidnapped. And you got to fly to Okinawa to pick her ass up. And then come
see
back
how much
to
of it. See how much of an inconvenience the maid is. You see what I'm saying here?
I almost forgot. I want to rewind back to when Gojo is fighting that dude that was like, he cloned himself like 5 times or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a nasty fight.
Yeah. And he sets down Rico as like, hey, sit here for a minute, and beats the brakes off this dude. And as he's doing this, his infinity shit, he brings them in, and then he just sends all them clones out, and then he finds a real one. And he's talking shit while they're floating through this damn window. He's like, hey, bro, I didn't want to do this, but why not? I'm going to beat your ass, and then I'm going to try a new trick. And it loads up hollow purple. And this dude's like, what the fuck is that? And then it just goes away. He's like, fuck. well, that didn't work. And punches me in the face. It's like, all right, bro. So you get to live to fight another day. This shit didn't work, but it is what it is.
Bro, it's like, let me drop a nuke. It didn't go off. So let me just hit you in the face.
Yeah, nuke wasn't good, so we're just going to keep it pushing. Got to go get this made anyway. Go to Okinawa. They're going to spend the day there because, hey, it's Rico's last few days being a regular girl. So take her out to Okinawa on the beach and shit. They ask, now, I don't know if you remember this character, Nanami, from season one. So he's the dude with the glasses from season one with the businessman dude.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, this is him in high school. Just, you know, still hates everybody and stuff. And then they got their friend, I forget his name though, and we'll find out if we find out what happens to him later on down the line. They gotta go to Okinawa to kind of basically guard the airport and shit, make sure nobody's getting off the plane to come and jump them or whatever. And then we go into episode 4. Everything's cool. We good. We're walking up the steps. We're in Tokyo. I mean, back in JJK High. Oh my gosh, I almost forgot. This dude, Gojo, hasn't slept this whole time. Has had his curse technique going this whole time. And that's why Geto's like, hey, bro, don't you think we need to go back already? Like, we've already been gone for like 4 days. And then we're in Okinawa. We're staying another night in Okinawa. He's like, we're good, bro. I got you here. Like, we straight. And then when we get to the steps of JJK High, like, oh, the bounty's over. Cool. Like, we made it. Yada, yada. And Geto looks at Gojo's like, hey, bro, we good. Let your guard down. Take down your curse technique. You worked hard these past few days. We good.
We'll say good job.
Yeah, good job, partner. Yeah. Shit, we made it. Soon as he lets down his guard and he says, I ain't never want to take care of no fucking kids again. Yike. Blade to the back, straight through the stomach. And Geto's like, hey, yo, how the fuck did that happen? How did this dude even get up here? Because they have a barrier so curse users can't just walk up in that school unless you like go to that school or you're like a teacher there. So they're like, what the fuck? And pulls the blade out and Gojo's like, oh shit, reverse technique real quick, boom, stitches it up. And everyone's looking like, how the hell did you get in here? And it's like, oh, well, damn, I was trying to hit a vital, but I guess I missed. Next time I won't. Told you up in this bitch. And he here to kill everybody, basically. He don't care about no bounties because he set the bounty. And Geto's like, hey, get the girl downstairs. I mean, Gojo's like, get the girl downstairs. I'm going to take care of dude. Before Geto leaves, sends a curse and bites this dude and takes him into the forest or whatever. He's like, all right, Gojo, I'm going to leave it to you. Bet. Mind you, Gojo has had this curse technique on for like 4 or 5 days. So this dude's exhausted. Still taking this dude through the ringer. But I wanted to give you one thing though. Toji doesn't have any curse energy.
I know, he's just a regular regular dude with like a curse around him. Like, yes. That's what's crazy. Like, he like a hybrid. Like, he don't have a curse. He don't have like the powers. But he had a curse around him and he knows how to use it. Like, what? Like, who are you? Like, you're an anomaly. Like, I don't know who you are.
So let me explain a little bit. So his name is Toji Fushigoro, but he's actually Toji Zenin. He just, like he said in the show, I changed my last name to my wife's last name because he doesn't fuck with his clan anymore. And the Zenin clan is like eons and eons of just old sorcerers and stuff. So you remember Maki from JJK Zero and the first season?
Yeah.
The girl with the glasses?
Mm-hmm.
She's a Zenny. She doesn't have any curse energy either. And that's why she uses curse weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why she has the glasses, because she can't see curses. Toji, on the other hand, he doesn't have curse energy, but he can see curses. And he uses curse weapons as well. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes in the Zenin clan, some of them don't get curses. And usually they just like, basically like, almost like, what's her name? Cinderella. They just throw them to the the wolves is like they're basically slaves to the family after that. Because you, what are you good for? You don't have any curse techniques. You ain't got shit to do. You can't do anything. So go clean the cupboard or something. You know, go wash some dishes. And they keep them on the, what is it, their compound or whatever, the Zenian clan compound or whatever. And whoever doesn't have like curse energy is basically there till they die, because they can't do shit. They can't fight curses or anything, unless you're like rebellious like Maki and like Toji. They're like, fuck what y'all talking about, I'm gonna do what I want. But Maki didn't lead the clan. Toji said, fuck y'all, I'm not even gonna come back. Just bet on that, I'm not even gonna come back. And here we are, this dude had no curse technique, beating the shit out of Gojo for a minute. As you saw, like, this dude is a menace to society, fast as shit, just can do whatever he wants. But and Gojo can't read him because he doesn't have any curse energy, so he's kind of struggling. And that's why when he sent those little those curse bugs or whatever, fucked up all his vision. He's like, oh shit, now I really can't read anything because all I see in these bugs, trying to figure out where he's at. Mind you, this man destroyed the whole, like, what is that? Like
the whole forest. Like, yeah, because he was like, I can't see you. He was like, well, in the buildings or whatever. He said, okay, so fuck it. Everything goes. He's like, it's just going to be me here in the middle. I was like, okay, I like that. Like, that's a good technique. But then I saw, like, okay, now he basically just surrounded you. Like, you just left yourself isolated.
I don't know if those are, like, just the classrooms or the dorms or whatever, but he said, everything got to go. I don't know where this dude is at. And then the dude sends the bugs and stuff, and Gojo's trying to predict what this dude's gonna do. Guess is wrong. Blade to the throat. That man just pulls that shit down his chest and then just swing, swing.
Swing, 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 swing.
Yeah. Cuss Gojo down. Now, if you, and good thing that this came out afterwards, because like, if you see this, this is the first thing you see.
I'll be hot.
Gojo dead. Yeah.
I'll be hot, bro. I'll be like, nah, they killed a real one, bro. Gojo can't be gone, bro.
Gojo dead. Like, he out of there. And, I mean, Toji is that dude. I can't wait till you get to season two. And it's not a big spoiler, but this buddy shows up again.
Oh, he come back?
I'm not going to tell you how or when, but you just gotta get through JJ season one and season two. You're gonna see, like, oh shit. We end up right there with Gojo basically dying on episode 4. This whirlwind of an episode, what were your thoughts? How'd you feel about it?
Gojo had it coming because he was getting a little cocky, right? He was getting a little cocky. Toji knew what he was doing. Like, it was all calculated. Yep. I think Toji had to be calculated, right? Because he doesn't have the cursed power. He just has the weapons, right? And then Gojo is kind of like, I got everything. Like, this is, he's cocky. I'm the powerful one. You know, they sent me on a mission. Like, I'm the general. You feel me? You coming at the big dog. And you know, Toji was like, eh. You know, I've been lost like 10 parlays, bro. I really got a lot of anger to like get off.
Right, I ain't got nothing to lose.
I have nothing to lose. You feel me? I'm either getting paid or I'm going back to the track and betting my $1 parlay. That's it. You feel me? So, yeah, I kind of felt like Gojo got a little cocky. But what I did like in the fighting scene, like when he removed everything, I liked that a lot. And basically, like, you kind of see the dynamic where Gojo and Geto, when they split, Geto's like, look, yeah, like, I'm trying to get this over with. Like, I'm trying to go to the, like, Geto is just trying to go on the beach and chill and not worry about anybody. Basically how I feel. So I like this episode was probably like one of my favorites. But like the ending is obviously like, I'm like, oh, yeah.
This next episode,
oh, bro. The start of it? Oh my gosh. Well, the start of it, I did not expect.
To the end this episode, it's the end and then the start of the next episode. Yeah. We in the basement of JJK High, and Geto gets Rico in there. Rico. I was about to say Rico, but that's the other curse thing. But anyway, and he's like, "Hey, are you sure you want to do this? Like,
mind you, we waited till we got here. We waited till we got here to ask that question. We've been through bullshit this whole time. I've been on a plane with my curse, making sure we good. And now you want to ask her, like, hey, he was like asking like a stripper to get off the pole. You don't have to do this, right? You know, you don't have to be here, right? Like, what?
You know this. You don't have to do what's about to happen. Like, you don't have to do it.
Like, we can go to the crib.
Yeah. Like, you want to leave? Like, and that's my thing too. Like, you had from the jump when you went and grabbed her to Okinawa, and then like the drive to the school to like, hey, is this really what you want to do? But when we get to the spot, now we'll be asking questions.
Now we all sentimental. Right now, yeah. Now we all sentimental, like, hey, is this what you, she like, no, I want to have a life. You feel me? Yeah. I want to do this. I'm just like,
which, hey, fair. I get it. But we could have asked this days ago. And he's like, all right, that's cool. Like, me and Gojo, I've been already talking about it. If you said no, hey, nobody gonna fuck with us. So if you want to say no, cool, you come with us. Whoever come and try to get you, we kill them. No worries. All right, cool. Let's get out of here. Bink.
Boom. I said, oh shit. And she dropped, and I'm thinking like it's not damn, I can't even told you. I'm not thinking it's Toji. I'm thinking like they about to introduce a whole different character. I'm like, when Toji get a gun? Like, you feel me? But I forget, Toji is a regular person.
Yeah, he don't give two shits like, about morals or anything.
And then Geto, his reaction is so crazy because at first he like in the show, it's just kind of like he don't believe it. And then like when she dropped, 5 seconds after she dropped, he like, Toji? He like, well, Rico? He's like, Rico? And I'm just like, bruh, she is gone.
Well, wouldn't you be shocked too? Like,
I mean,
y'all got to the finish line.
We in the basement. That shit is ringing my ears. First of all, like, you ain't hear nobody coming. Like, you can feel him coming. That's what he's saying.
No curse. No curse.
No curse. That's what it's saying. So, bro, moving like a... And bruh's moving in your academy, by the way. He's not even welcome at this place. He done marked your best friend.
Yeah.
And he done shot the girl after y'all had a sentimental, emotional conversation that you could have had three days ago. Oh man. In the nasty, and he didn't miss either. It's a headshot. Bow.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be funny, but bro, like, come on, dude. Like, Toji's I guess maybe a retired sorcerer, and just comes in with the blicky and just officer is crazy. The first time I ever watched that, bro, I said, there's no way that this dude just used a gun. I thought he used like some type of curse technique or something. I said, I thought he didn't have any curse energy. And then it cut to him. I said, what the?
Bro, holding a whole 9mm Taurus in his hand, just knocked off.
I was like, what the fuck is this? And then, you know, Geto was like, what the fuck just happened? And Toji's like, hey, bro, hey, mission's over. You can go home, bro. No worries.
And that's what's the crazy part, bro. It's like, hey, man, all fair is love and war. You feel me? No, brother, it's not. You feel me? I got a reputation on the line.
Like, I can go home. You can go home. We good. Like, no way. I'm about to go hit the races. You want to join, bro? Like, I got
a parlay that's going to get us paid. You feel me?
I got some money coming in if you want to go hit these horse races and shit. And Ghetto's like, where the fuck is Gojo? He's like, what you mean? Oh, your buddy, your mans.
Your mans. Man.
He out there to pull blood, bro. I had to do what I had to do. And Ghetto's like, oh, all right. So I got to do what I got to do. And they go at it.
Mind this you, movie. the talking scene where they're like in between.
that made me
so mad. I'm just like, bro, why are you talking with this man? You're intrigued to how he got in here. He got in here with a blick. You feel me? You better run.
Well, it's not even that. It was Toji trying to unlock one of his what the fuck are they called? It's not a curse. Technique, but it's something else. They have these other things that they I want to say blessings, but it's called something else like that. But he was, the more he talks to his enemies or whatever, he can unlock this type of blessing, I guess. I'll just call it a blessing. And that's why Ghetto's like, hey, bro, shut up already. I know what you're trying to do. And he sends one of those curses at him. He's like, oh, you don't want to talk no more? All right, bet.
Mind you, I think Ghetto has the weakest curse that he's seen. Like this big ass dragon. Dragon's slow as shit. All right, let's just go ahead and get that out the way. The dragon is slow as shit.
Well, his strongest curse that the girl that was walking through the hallways with the scissors.
That was fire.
So that's actually an actual Japanese folklore. And so the girl, I forget, this had to have been, I want to say ancient Japan maybe, or maybe some at some point, loses a baby or something like that, and the husband doesn't want her anymore, and she's like, oh, you don't think I'm pretty anymore or whatever. And she ends up like cutting herself up to make her look pretty, and she dies. And then she just kind of like haunts the streets of Japan, is like, you think I'm pretty? And if you say yes, she's gonna like get up in your face, are you sure? And if you say no, then she like just kills you.
That's a hell of a 50-50, I'm telling you right now.
I probably butchered that story of that folklore, but that's basically the gist of it. If y'all want to call me out on it, cool, but that's just, and that's what basically was like the thing. Asked her, you think I'm pretty? He's like, nah, bro, you ugly as shit. And that's why he started bleeding, because she cut him, but it wasn't strong enough. And he destroys that curse or whatever, and beats the shit out of Ghetto as well. Leaves him to just like think about his actions and shit. He's like, hey, bro, this is what it is. Like, hey, business is business, and I'm not gonna kill you because I already did what I came to do. I'm sorry. Like, what about the maid? Oh, the maid? She probably dead too. I don't know. Fuck. I don't care. I'll go out to the horse races.
I wouldn't care either. You feel me? Fuck that maid. You feel me?
Yeah, so I'm going to the horse races. She dead? I don't know. Whatever. So he dips off, goes to that cult palace or whatever. Craziest shit ever. Just dumps the body on the table. Is like, where my money? Pays the man, and his middleman or whatever is like, all right, bro, please don't ever contact me again unless it's straight business. He's like, you don't want to go get some lunch or nothing? Just got paid and shit. Like, bro, I do not fuck with you.
Bro said, take me to the restaurant, you take your clients. He said, on my penny, on my dime, you want me to take you somewhere? Oh, absolutely not.
He said, don't call me, don't text me unless it's business, bro. I do not fuck with you. It's like, all right, no worries. Told you, walking down the steps, just chilling. Look up, think it's a fucking ghost. And there's Gojo looking right at him. He's like, what the fuck? He said, I know, right?
Bro, Gojo was off the ripper right now. Gojo is on some drugs at this moment.
Listen, bro. If you're near death,
as hell.
Yeah, if you're near death and you reverse a curse technique that shit and come back to life, I'd be all hyped up too. Like, oh my God.
I did it.
Yeah. Lightning through my veins. I'm fucking hyped. And I'm about to go whoop this dude's ass now because he done unlocked all my shit. And he's like, hey, verse curse technique, because he has a scar now from where he did that shit. He's like, ain't no way. He's like, yeah, right? This is my first time doing it.
And he's like, there's something wrong. He's like, there's something wrong. There's
something off with this dude. I don't know what it is, but something's off. And this dude is just off his rocker, just high off life, I guess. And he's like, yeah, all right, well, let's do this. He's like, you want to go again? He's like, yeah, bro, let's run them hands. And Toji just charges him, and Gojo flash gone. Like, what the fuck? And he's so confused because he's like, well, he didn't move like that before. And he's looking for him, and this dude's just up in the air. And because he drops the hardest line,
bro, start dodging swords. That was insane.
Because first he's like just like getting fucking beamed up and shit. And then he's coming down. He said, all I'm feeling right now is this pleasantness of the world. And then he drops that line, through heaven and earth, I alone am the honored one. Bars, bro. He said, I'm him, bro. Basically what he's saying, like, it's me, bro. I'm the chosen one. And proceeds to beat the shit out of Toji.
Oh my God, bro. Slice that man and put that man slice them in like a circular motion. You feel me?
That was the next thing too. Is like, I do red, easy. Blue, easy. But this purple shit, haven't been locking down yet. And he turns to purple. He's like, oh shit, I got it down. Purple blows a hole through this dude's chest, bro.
Mind you, these are high schoolers. These ain't even reached final form. These niggas are just out. This they like second mission probably together. They just out here doing stuff,
bro. And that basically Toji just unlocked all of just what Gojo was gonna be for the future, because a few days ago this dude tried Hollow Purple, couldn't send it off. Today, after near death experience, beaming that shit and with excitement in his eyes, because he's like, oh, I got it now, motherfucker. I got it now. I got that shit. Crazy. This dude Gojo, and you see it in JJK Zero, you see it in season one of JJK. This dude is a psychopath, and I'm here for it, bro, because I still don't forgive him for putting the paws on fucking Miguel like the way he did. But you see how
Miguel
he
had
moved.
That coming. Miguel had that
you
coming.
See how he moved. But moving on, we kill Toji, and we get Rico's body back. And
but Toji had some last words though. Toji had some.
Oh yeah, reverse. Toji's like, hey, because he's like, you got any last words? He's like, not really. You got me.
That's a real G. You feel me? Like, yeah. Not
you
really.
You check my parlay or something. Like, you keep the money. And then he remembers. He's like, oh shit, I got a kid. I don't know how you forget that, but he's like, oh yeah,
murder for hire, but I got a child at the crib.
Yeah, he's like, yo, my kid. He and I think he got another 2 years, and then the Zenian class is gonna come and try to snatch him up. Do with that what you will. Like, just say what you're trying to say, bro. Just say it.
You, as he die, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, come on, man. Just don't let them take my kid. Just tell him. Just say it. You ain't gotta be all hard about it, bro. But they get Rico's body, and Ghetto's like, what happened? He's like, oh, I told you, we got a hole in his chest over there. I killed him. And Ghetto's looking at all these fucking people in there, and they're just clapping, clapping, clapping. And that, I think that's where it just snapped finally. Yeah. He said, we can't just kill everybody. And Gojo's like, what's the point, bro? And we've already lost it. Like, what's the point of killing all these people? And he's like, I don't know. It might make me feel better. I was like, Ghetto, hey, bro, you're crazy.
He snapped at the point. He's like, there's no point of this. You know what I mean? He's bloodthirsty, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. So Rico's body, they take her and everything, bury her and stuff. And then we go into like Ghetto moving through Jujutsu High and Tokyo and stuff. And he's like, I really don't see Gojo much anymore. They've been sending him on missions by himself because he's way too fucking powerful. And all I do is just get these dumbass missions and I just go eat curses. I'm sick of this shit. I'm sick of these people. I'm not sick of my brethren of curse users. I'm just sick of regulars. I'm sick of them. Finally, like, he goes to this village or whatever. Oh, well, let me backtrack real quick. Because the other buddy that was with Nanami at the airport, they sent him on a suicide mission because they said it was like a grade 3 or something like that, a curse. So it should have been easy curse to take care of. I don't know if they lied or something else happened, but it was like a grade 1 curse, and he ends up dying. And they're in the morgue, like, just why would the fuck would they send him to take care of shit like that? And like, well, it wasn't supposed to be that. That's where I'm stuck at. I was like, I don't know if they sent him on a suicide mission or the curse just grew in power or something. I don't know exactly, yeah. But and Gojo's like, you could have sent me. He's like, bro, you was on the other side of Tokyo, like, we couldn't send you. And Ghetto's kind of like, we're sick of trying to clean up these fucking humans' messes and stuff. And that's when he goes to that village to do his mission, and they have those two little girls in the cage. He's like, the fuck is this? Oh, they're curse users or whatever. They're the problems of this village. He's like, bro, I just took care of your curses. It wasn't them. How do you know that? Like,
this is what I get hired to do. Like, yeah. I went to school for this.
What the fuck you mean? What do you mean? I killed the curses. Why are these girls in here? Oh, well, their parents are this and this and that. So they're the curse spawn of so-and-so, yada, yada. And he's like, you know what? No worries. Open the cage. Like, you're going to take them? And just immediately just kills the village. Just disintegrates the village. And Gojo's running to Sensei like, is it true? Yeah. This dude killed a whole village.
Like, bro, they in the street saying, you killed a whole village. Like, yeah. Let me know something. They told you right. They told you right. I snapped. Now what?
Yeah, because he did have that conversation with that girl. And she's like, what would be easier? Would it just, or that conversation about curses and humans. And so we're always going to have curses because there's always going to be like anxiety, abuse, and all this other shit. And all this negative energy that develops curses. What would be easier to get rid of and ghetto without skipping a beat? It'd be just easier to get rid of these fucking humans. And she's like, right, but we can't do that. He's like, right. You're right. You're right. After that, I mean, he's moving different, and he catches who was it? The nurse girl from the first season. What is her name? Shoko. In the street, and he's like, what's up, Shoko girl? She's like, what you doing out here? And just a whole chill conversation, like, you know, the world's looking for you. Like, yeah, I know. Yeah, no worries. And as she's dialing on the phone, he's just like, Gojo and Deb Blue, who I ran into in the street, I'll be there in a second. This dude that had the audacity is like, hey, can you hold him there? She's like, you want me to die? You better get your ass down here.
Yeah, you better get here quick. I'm walking. I got places to be. I got an appointment. Yeah. You feel me?
I'm not holding this dude here. What the fuck you talk about? And catches him in the street. He's like, is it true? He's like, what true? You know. Yeah, I did that shit. Why? Why? I was sick of... And I don't know why with these shows, like these anime, it goes all the way back to Frieza. Why they have to go with the word monkey? It just sounds so disrespectful.
But it does. He said, I was thinking these monkeys. I'm like, yo, let me see the monkeys he's talking about first.
Yeah. What monkeys, yo? Like, yeah. It's relaxed. But he's like, I'm just sick of this shit, bro. I'm sick of how we have to move in this Jujutsu High and stuff. Go save this person over here. Go do this for these. And what do we get? We got our dude in the fucking body bag over here, and we don't even get the things. Fuck them, bro. I'm sick of it. I'm done with it. And then immediately go just like, I'm gonna purple, bro. And he's like, do it.
Couldn't knock off his bro like that.
Couldn't do it. And gets back to Sensei. He's like, why don't you chase him down? You know what? You ain't even got to answer that. It's like, you better not, because this man gonna put paws on you, bro. Leave that man alone. As we pan out and we get to ghetto, and he goes back to that cult palace or whatever with the two little girls he saved, and he's like, hey, we under new management. I forgot what the fuck he said, but we're gonna be moving a little bit different here. And these people said, boo, we ain't doing that. He said, you come up here real quick. Blood splatter on the wall. Anybody else?
Nah, that bro said, any more monkeys. That's exactly what that boy said.
Any more monkeys want to step up? All right. We under a new regime out here. Y'all better listen up.
Bro became a dictator so quick, bro.
So quick, bro. And that's the end of inventory arc. I wanted to tell you, those two little girls, I don't know if you remember from JJK Zero, it was those two girls that was always on their cell phone.
See, I didn't even get that. So now I
yeah,
know.
Bro. Yeah.
Season, yeah.
But yeah. How we feel about these five episodes?
Listen, Gojo, I don't mind Ghetto. I don't mind what he did, to be honest with you. Excuse me. You know, I'm gonna always take the villain at some point, because there's a lot of stuff that happened, all right?
Yeah.
First of all, the jealousy part of Gojo, that kind of hurt him, because he wasn't able to beat the was it Toji? He wasn't able to be Toji, but Gojo was, and Gojo unlocked all the powers. So he kind of like, if I really wanted to fight Gojo, it's gonna be really like a real fight. Like I might lose.
Nah, it's a definite loss now.
Yeah. So like we're not even on the same level, right? So that's kind of jealousy. And then just the whole process, like he's just done with the world. He's done with the saving the humans and everything. So that kind of like, you know, takes him over. And then he see the humans treating these kids. He's like, they're no better than the curses or the curses. Like they're not worth saving. So yeah, let me just get a little blood on my hands and just see where this takes me. And
a little.
Hey, just a little. He gets blood on his hands. A whole village, you feel me? Not the world, just a village, you know? Shout out to Dracula. Not the world, just a village. So he does that, and he's kind of like, it gives him that rush, and he's like, yeah, this fulfills me in life. Like, this is what I want to do. Forget the humans. Forget, like, the academy. I'm full-blown. It's time. Like, I'm full-blown killer. Like, that's basically what I'm doing. So
yeah, it's just he wants a world of just curse users and curses, which you can't have curse users and curses because the curses come from regular humans with, like I said earlier, their negative thoughts and whatever that they conjure and stuff. Because you have like, that's why I don't remember if you remember this from JJK Zero when they go to that school to go save those kids.
I don't
Maki know. And what's his name, Rodrigo.
Oh, well, I know. Yeah, it's like one of the first episodes, right?
Yeah, in the movie, the scene or whatever.
Yeah.
So because like there's so much negative energy in schools because the bullying, you know, getting yelled at by teachers, yada yada, so much. And that's why schools, hospitals, big cities like Tokyo, there's so many curses because so many people have negative thoughts and so many things are happening that curses build up.
Yeah.
And with what Toji's trying to do is just get rid of all these humans, but then you don't have any curses. You just have curse users. And at that point, what's the point of having curse energy if you don't have any curses to get rid of? So I don't know. I feel like I know what he's trying to do, but it's not going to work the way he thinks it's going to work. That's just my thought, but
you gotta live your journey. I can tell you one thing, that boy gonna knock off more than one village from going on. I can tell you that.
And that's why I keep going back to JJK Zero, but that's why he kept saying that I'm not here for any of the curse users or whatever. Like y'all all my people. We all people. Except for you, Maki. Fuck you, Maki. You ain't got no fucking energy and no shit like that.
He's sick without Maki, like straight.
Yeah, you scum of the earth. Yeah.
Yeah, like fuck you. I don't even know why you rock with her for real. Yeah. Like
that's y'all girl, bro. She ain't even got curse energy. You gotta use glasses. Fucking lame. Anyway, but the whole inventory art, that's why I wanted to show you that, just so you can see the young Geto and young Gojo before they were at each other's throats in the movie and stuff, and where all that anger and resentment came from, because it should just built up and built up with what's her name, Riko, was the boiling point, and then her getting shot by Toji really set him off. So what would you rank this out of 10?
I give it a 9. I give it a solid 9. It's just because it was short, basically.
Yeah.
But if it was longer, you know, I'd probably give it 10. But for the length, it was really good to the point. The plot was good. Obviously, like, the action and everything was great, especially when the old girl gets shot. That's not funny. It's just, like, it was crazy how she got shot.
It's just shocking. Yeah,
it's just shocking. And then we see, like, a villain and then, like, kind of a hero arc with Gojo and then Geto. So yeah, man, it was a solid 9 for me.
I think I give it 8 out of 10, and I give it 8 out of 10 just because we don't really, and you, I think we get it a little bit later on down the line, but at the with just these 5 episodes, you don't get to really see how much he resents Gojo after Gojo unlocks his 6 eyes or whatever and everything like that. I would like to see a little bit more of not the, because you, I see the buildup more of him hating humans, but not as much as the buildup of him resenting Gojo as much. It just kind of like surfaces a little bit. So I would like to see a little bit more of that. Well, so I would probably give it an 8.5 instead of just an 8, just so I can see a little bit more of that. And then just how does, maybe just like a little scene of just how does Gojo and them move on from that? Like another, like a month later or something like that, or whatever, whatever. But other than that,
he was flexing at school with his new shit. You know he was. He was, all the shot, he was like, oh, you could do purple. That boy was like, bing. Yeah, that's low.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot about this one. They go to the school to pick up Rico.
Oh yeah, the low teacher.
All the teenagers like, oh my gosh, and then she's like, hey, Rico, you can't have your boyfriend here. Like, that's not my boyfriend. Oh, for real? Hey, here's my number real quick.
Slid, you feel me? Like, first of all, you're a teacher. Like, you're out of pocket. Way out of pocket
in front of the class, like, let's chill out a little bit. Yeah, like,
she shot her shot with a whole crowd. You feel me? She did not care.
Yeah, nah, I saw them blue ass eyes and say, yeah, here you go.
Told the boy, take off your glasses. Y'all out of pocket. Whoa,
they did say that. I forgot, take off your glasses. Let's chill out, everybody. Relax, just chill.
And you see that boy Ghetto, he was hot. I would have been hot too. You unlock your powers and you got all the honeys. Nah, bro, we gotta get something established here, bro.
Oh, and then I completely forgot about Gojo getting Megumin. And he walks up to that kid and he's like, hey, you Megumin? Yeah. And as soon as that buddy turns around, he gets that stain face, like, oh my gosh, look exactly like your daddy. Pissed off immediately. He's like, all right, let me push that down. Yeah, I know your dad. He's like, if you got something to say about him, I don't care. Fuck him. He hasn't been here in so and so, whatever, whatever. It's cool. Oh, this makes it a lot easier. Well, if you ever want to talk about him, hit me up. But
because I murked the fuck out of him.
Because I killed that nigga. Yeah. In the next 2 years, they're going to send you to Zenian Clan. Is that something you want to do? Do I get to take my... No. If your sister goes, she's either going to be killed or they just going to treat her terribly. And they said, no, I don't want to go. He's like, all right, no worries. I'll take care of it. I'll see you in 2 years. Make sure you get strong because I'm going to go come pick your ass up. And 2 years picked him up and then basically raised Toji's kid. Kudos to Gojo. He might be an asshole. He might be a little cocky, but...
He's a great stepfather.
He raised his ops kid, which is crazy. I don't know if that's like a good thing, or he's just like getting back at Toji from like beyond the grave. Like, yeah, fuck you, bro. Even more. I don't know which one it is.
Probably a little bit of both, you feel me? A little bit of good. And then he's like, yeah, see, your son, yeah, I taught him that. You feel me? You couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that even if you was alive. You ain't got no curse energy.
That's crazy.
But anyway, anything else before we close out?
Nah, man. I'm excited to come on the next episode and talk about. Well, first of all, I'm gonna watch season one of this again. Mm-hmm. But then we got some more shows, The Black Lagoon, and then Dragon Ball Z coming up. So yeah, I'm excited to get into my anime bag since we're kind of transitioning into sports, out of sports.
I did announce that to y'all that me and Charles are gonna be doing Black Lagoon the whole season, and then we were talking about it, and we're gonna go through DBZ, but we're gonna do the Saiyan Saga first and see how that goes, and then if we have it situated the right way, then we're gonna keep going regardless. But we just got to make sure like how to section this off to make sure it flows right and everything. So, and I almost forgot. I know I keep telling y'all this, but I will be having the Nana review coming back. I have my other friend Patty. She's stepped in. We'll get to that when we get to that. We're just going to have to get to the new year and stuff because it's coming up. And then I think it's going to be Black Lagoon. And Black Lagoon and Nana might coincide right there.
Yeah.
And then once we finish Black Lagoon, then we'll be getting into DBZ. And getting into that Saiyan Saga art. So if you look forward to that, Charles, any plugs or anything?
listen, plugs on the Over and Under podcast. Me and James used to have a podcast called The Movie. It's a movie podcast, but we're not doing it anymore. However, we will probably maybe talk about a movie or so. So if you see us, just follow that, you know, little side episode if I can get him to go into that.
I watch a movie. I can do that. It just depends what it is. It better not be nothing crazy. But anyway, this has been Anime Corner Pod. I've been James. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok, Anime Corner Pod. Or if you want to shoot me an email at theanimecornerpodcast@gmail.com. 4 stars, 5 stars, or whatever on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast at. And yeah, I will catch y'all next time with Black Lagoon, maybe? Anyway, Black Lagoon. See ya. Yeah, Black Lagoon. We'll see y'all. Peace.